Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Fern Glass Boyd. Fern is the artistic director and one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Great to see you again.
Great to be back, Michael.
Well, I'm getting a rare opportunity to visit with you before school's back in session and before your big season kicks off for String Orchestra of the Rockies, because you actually have a summer performance next Sunday at St. Timothy's. We'll talk about that today. And you just announced, I just got the brochure in the mail for what looks like a wonderful season coming up. Lots of opportunities to hear String Orchestra of the Rockies.
Yes, we're very excited about launching our 32nd season. I can hardly believe I'm saying that, but there it is. Very, very wonderful, and some very exciting musical events coming up.
Well, let's start with St. Timothy's, and then we can certainly go into some detail of this fabulous concert season that you have as well. String Orchestra of the Rockies will be the final concert, the fifth concert of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. It's an afternoon performance at 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 21st. A bit of a rare opportunity for you all to come together and play in the summer.
It is. And it's actually wonderful timing, because our first concert in Missoula of the season is coming up in mid-September on the 18th. So it's lovely to get the orchestra together. We're going to be in residence at Georgetown Lake to rehearse for our St. Timothy's performance, and it's just a great way to start the year. We're going to have a very exciting program on the mountain, and we've entitled it Strings on the Mountain. And if folks haven't gotten up to Southern Cross to St. Timothy's Chapel for this wonderful musical series of events, I really urge them to check it out. The scenery alone will take your breath away. And, of course, we hope the music adds to that.
Well, and it's a fine room to play in as well. And
yes.
I think a great place to hear a small ensemble like yours.
Oh, thank you. We're excited. I think it's our first appearance, actually, there. I've played there before in other groups, but this is a first for the String Orchestra of the Rockies. And I can't think of a more inspiring setting. It should be lovely.
You want to mention a few pieces that will be on the program next weekend?
Absolutely. Sort of as a nod to the area, St. Timothy's Chapel is not that far from Anaconda and Butte. We will be ending our program on Sunday, August 21st, with a wonderful piece by a woman composer from Ireland. Her name is Joan Trimble, and she wrote a beautiful suite for strings. It's unpublished, and the String Orchestra of the Rockies was very fortunate to get the manuscript from the Irish Chamber Orchestra. And this will be one of the rare performances in the United States, but it is an absolutely charming piece in three movements, full of Irish folk song and just lots of evocative settings of the Irish people and the landscape. We loved playing it when we premiered it here 3 years ago. And so we're excited about bringing it back to the audiences here. And we're also going to be kind of weaving in a lot of folk kinds of music, classical music perhaps, but with lots of folk charm and tunes threaded through it. We'll be doing a piece by Mark O'Connor, who is a sometime resident of Hamilton, Montana, the wonderful country fiddler, American fiddler. He wrote this beautiful piece called Appalachia Waltz, and we'll be playing that on Sunday the 21st, and just lots of our favorites coming to the mountain.
Sounds wonderful. That's next Sunday, 4 o'clock, St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. For information, go to sttimothysmusic.org or call 888-407-4071. We'll also have links to all of these things we're talking about today at mtpr.org. Well, your 2016-17 season just announced. You mentioned the first concert September 18th. It looks like you're kicking off with a wonderful concert and things going all the way through next April. Run through the concerts in a little bit of detail for us. You have four big concerts every season, right?
That's correct. Yeah, our season runs from September through, well, this time it's going to be April, but usually we go to late May. And we space out four concerts through that season and typically bring two guest artists a year to Missoula. This year, we're actually bringing four, which is kind of amazing, and a guest composer. So it's a very, very full season, some very exciting events coming up.
guitar and bandoneon in the first concert.
Yes, we're very excited about bringing this wonderful Italian duo. They are noted as world-renowned tango musicians and experts in the style. They are the Bandini-Chiacchierata duo, and they'll be doing a wonderful tango program with the String Orchestra of the Rockies entitled Luminosa Buenos Aires. So, I don't know, get your chaps on. We're going to be in Argentina that night with the music of this wonderful style of tango. So that's coming up, actually, our first concert on September 18th in Missoula. Our second concert is going to bring back the wonderful co-founders of the American String Project based in Seattle, Washington, Maria Larionoff and Barry Lieberman. And they will be performing with the String Orchestra of the Rockies on November 20th. And that is a program entitled Transfigured Night. And we are going to be at the, well, at the centerpiece of the program. We're going to be bringing to our audience the absolute great masterpiece of Schoenberg called Transfigured Night, originally written for string sextet and brought to you by Schoenberg himself in a wonderful string orchestra version. It's a very beautiful, evocative piece before Schoenberg went into his weird 12-tone, exploration. So it really, it's a fabulous romantic work, and we're very excited about doing it again. So that'll be really fun. In February, on the 26th, we bring back Native Son, Alan Vizzuti, the great trumpet virtuoso. This will be a first for the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Having him solo with us, we're very excited about bringing Alan back. And he's going to be doing a week-long residency and intersecting with the Hellgate Jazz Band with the high school kids, and also collaborating with the UM Jazz Ensembles. And also, I believe he's going to be the guest artist for the concert band festival at the university. So he has a very full week in Missoula, and we're at the centerpiece of that. We're the ones who spearheaded this project, so we're very excited about bringing Alan back.
Well, it sounds like something that would be really fun, too, to hear him play in different settings, but I think playing with you would be really fun. What will you be doing together?
We're going to be doing a pretty varied program with him because he is such a multi-talented musician. He's known not only as a great classical artist, but of course a great jazz player too. And he's written, actually he's a very talented composer. He's written a lot of interesting and wonderful compositions for trumpet and strings. So we are going to feature him on the piccolo trumpet in a very early classical work. Really excited about that. Show off his high chops, which he has lots of. And we're also going to do a really interesting piece of his called Nine Black Riders. It's for trumpet, piano, and strings. And that'll be a very contemporary piece by Alan himself. And of course, you have to end with his signature song. I mean, if you've heard him on YouTube play this song, you will want to hear it live because he plays Somewhere Over the Rainbow like nobody else can. It's
Indeed.
So incredibly beautiful. And he's created a beautiful string arrangement of it with trumpets. So that will be in February on the 26th. And that will be a very varied program.
You're bringing in a composer showcase for your final concert.
We are.
And world premiere performances.
We will be. That's correct. We're going to be actually collaborating with the University of Montana School of Music for our final concert of the season on April 9th. And we are going to be part of the UM Composer Showcase that's put on annually. And to celebrate and kick off this event, we will be bringing back one of our own alums, Tom Morrison, who is completing his Master's of Music and Composition at the Juilliard School of Music. He wrote a piece expressly for the String Orchestra of the Rockies called Big Sky Music. And on Sunday, April 9th, we will be doing the world premiere of this work. And not sure exactly what else is on that program, but it will be a very fitting event to kick off the Composer Showcase.
Wonderful. It sounds like an ambitious and very exciting season ahead. We're talking about the String Orchestra of the Rockies. The season brochure is available. You can get all the information online, and tickets for individual concerts, of course, or season tickets are still available. SORMT.org. Talk a little bit about next weekend. You're kicking off the season at St. Timothy's. And maybe just in closing, pulling players from all over the state of Montana again.
As we always do.
14 of you for the concerts, for most of the concerts?
There's 15 of us, actually, for the concerts in Missoula. We'll be playing with a slightly reduced ensemble of 12 at St. Timothy's. But it is our core ensemble, and it will be a full string orchestra display on the 21st of August. It's just going to be a really beautiful program.
Players from all over the state of Montana.
Players from all over the state. We're bringing people in from Billings, Great Falls, Missoula, certainly, Bozeman, and Portland, Oregon. One of our alums from the University of Montana is going to be joining us, our wonderful bass player, Jeff Johnson. And for folks who come to Missoula in September, you'll see Jeff also on stage with us. He'll be coming back twice, which is very exciting.
I've been speaking with Fern Glass-Boyd today. She is the artistic director of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. The website is SORMT for information on St. Timothy's, which happens the concert a week from today, 4 o'clock. Go to sttimothysmusic.org. We'll also have links to all of these events happening at our website at mtpr.org. Fern, thank you so much.
Michael, thanks.